A reading from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Jerusalem, of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is hope that belongs to his call, what are riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. In accordance with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today the church celebrates the ascension of our Lord. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus returned to his Father in heaven, knowing that he had completed his work here on earth. But many can maybe interpret that as a way of Jesus left and perhaps left the work all to us. But nonetheless, he not only said he would always be with us, but he would send his Holy Spirit upon us to bring us the gifts of the Spirit, those gifts that would help and fortify the good works that he had done in his own life here on earth, and that to see it, that good news of salvation continue in the work of others, and indeed for ourselves 2,000 years later in the work of the church. So indeed it's a day to rejoice and thank the Lord for the gift of Jesus and the gift of his passion, death, and resurrection and ascension, that he, as he ascends from that mountain back to the Father, that he commissions us then to go out and preach the good news. What did the people do in today's gospel after Jesus went back to his Father? They indeed watched him ascend, and then they went to their temple to rejoice and sing songs and give praise to God for what Jesus had done here on earth. In a sense, that's what we are called to do as well. On this ascension feast, we can sometimes, again, think that we're abandoned or orphaned. But indeed, Jesus tells us that he will not abandon us. He will be with us. And he actually commissions us to go forward, to baptize and preach the good news, to bring the good news of salvation to all. Maybe it's similar to when someone passes away in our family. I'd like to offer a thought on my aunt, who I may have mentioned before to you. My aunt was a Dominican nun for 75 years, my mom's only living sister, who just passed away about 3 months ago in Italy. Last April, my family wanted to have a 90th birthday party for her, and I went to Italy for the celebration. I was always very close to my aunt, especially in these years after my mother's death. And the one thing she said to me that struck me after all my visits and phone calls to her, she kind of took me by the hand and she said, "Don't worry, when someday I'm gone, I'll still be with you. I'll always be with you in spirit and in prayer, and always feel and know of my presence as well as my love for you." And when she died, I remember getting that phone call and being overwhelmed with the sense that she was closer to me than ever, that in a sense what she had talked about just a year ago came true, that I felt her presence, and I still do, and there's different moments in particular days where suddenly I kind of see her and feel her presence. And indeed, for people of faith, we never really let, even though people pass on from this life, in a sense they are always with us. That's what we believe in terms of our faith, that they go on to the Lord and that they now pray for us, and that there is a communion of saints, that we're never orphaned, that God is always with us. And indeed, we have the prayers and support of one another in that communion of saints. And indeed, on this Mother's Day, I can't think of a more beautiful theme than to express that to all of us here who have had mothers and grandmothers and godmothers and motherly figures in our lives who have touched us, who have helped us to know that we're not alone, who have cared and watched over us and loved us. Those who have mothers with them this day, treasure them and cherish them, and we give thanks to God for the gift of motherhood, but also of the caring maternal presence that they have in our lives. But also for those of us who whose mothers are no longer here on earth. We pray for them, and we ask that they pray for us, and that we continue to feel that abiding spirit, like I feel with my aunt, who was a very motherly figure in my own life, that we know that their prayers, their support, their love is still with us. And I can't think of a more beautiful theme than to offer on this Ascension Day in the month of May, we dedicate to our Blessed Mother to also remember Mary and her maternal presence in the church and how she continues to pray for all her children. She's the mother of God, but she's the mother of the church. That's really the gift that Jesus gave to us, his own mother, when he was dying on the cross. He said to John the Apostle, but he says to all of us, "Behold your mother." And so again, the church celebrates with so many different customs of crowning the Blessed Mother, and during the month of May, with singing psalms and hymns to her during this month, praying the rosary, having May altars in your home, whatever the tradition might be, a beautiful shrine to Our Lady that you might have in your backyard or in your front yard. But those are different ways that we show her our love and our devotion, because in a sense, she is the one who was given life, and in her life, she gave it her whole life in service to the Lord, knowing that her maternal presence would not only be there for the Christ that she birthed, but she was there at the birthday of the church. Scripturally, we don't know if Mary was there on that mountain when the ascension of the Lord happened. Some artists like to always paint Our Lady in those pictures, but the scripture is not clear on that. But it is clear in chapter 1 of Acts of the Apostles, verse 14, that they were at prayer when the Holy Spirit came upon them at Pentecost, upon the apostles, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Indeed, she abided with the church. Even though her son had gone back to heaven, she was there for many years. Tradition tells us that she was part of the church, perhaps in her own quiet and loving way, but she was there to support and to love and to remind people of her son and why he came to the earth and what gifts he offered to the world and how he made a difference in the world because he fulfilled what had been planned long ago, that the Messiah would come to the world to live, to teach, to suffer, to die, but also to rise from the dead and to bring life and life eternal, life in abundance to all his people. Just next Sunday, we'll celebrate the feast, the great solemnity of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles with fire, with those gifts that come from the Holy Spirit, those gifts, that sevenfold gifts that we receive at confirmation. Those are the gifts that we'll celebrate, because God doesn't abandon us. He does not orphan us. Indeed, he loves us. He loves us with a tender heart, like that of a mother, like the mothers we have known in our lives, certainly like his own mother that he gives to us as a gift in our Blessed Mother. And we should pray and cherish and thank God for that mother as well in our lives, her maternal presence in the church. But on this Ascension Day, let us give thanks. On this Mother's Day, let us give thanks for the many ways God blesses us and shows us his maternal presence, his love, and his deep abiding presence in our lives through the many people that he gives us, fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, indeed all the family in Christ that he gives us, the church, to help us on the way to heaven, that someday we'll join Jesus and Mary and all the saints and our mothers and those who have been motherly to us, that we'll join them in the heavenly kingdom, praising and thanking God as they did in the temple in the Acts of the Apostles today, rejoicing because our Savior has given us life and that he has given us what he has promised from the very beginning, that we who believe in him will have that gift of life.